I want us to share on the talent God has deposited in you.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I want you to know that the talent that is deposited in you is tied to your destiny.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oggi voglio parlare un po' di quel talento che il Signore stesso ha depositato dentro te. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Perché quel talento dentro di te è collegato alla tua futuro. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And God wants you to know this talent that is in you. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to, you know, browse through the talents, the parable of Jesus in Matthew chapter 25, verse 14 to 30. I will not be able to read everything today, but I believe you will go back to study these things. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Study to show yourself approved. Hallelujah. Ciò che studiamo oggi è tratto dal libro di Matteo, capitolo 25, da 14 a 30. Potete andare a casa e leggere queste cose. Alleluia.
Amen.
È molto importante di leggere quando sei da solo con il Signore. Alleluia.
Amen.
I want you to know that the word of God is a double-edged sword. Alleluia. La parola di Dio è come una spada a doppio taglio. Alleluia. Meaning that you can apply it both in the spiritual and in the natural.
Alleluia.
Praise God. Why at times we go more spiritual? Because when you are rooted in the spirit, it affects the natural also.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
A volte, you know, predichiamo di più delle cose spirituali, perché in realtà sono più importanti. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Quando se diciamo altro radici nelle cose spirituali, tu puoi avere la prosperità anche nelle cose naturali. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Very, very important we know these things. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So there is a talent in you. Jesus gave a parable of a man that was going on a long journey. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And this man, before leaving, he gave talents to three servants. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He gave five talents to one, three talents to another, and one talent to another. He gave them these talents according to their ability. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Gesù ha dato questa parabola di un uomo importante che andava in viaggio lontano. Allora lui ha dato talenti ai suoi tre servi. Tre talenti a un servo, cinque talenti a un servo, tre a un altro e uno a quel terzo servo. Alleluia.
Amen.
E questo padrone se ne andò in questo viaggio lontano. Alleluia.
Amen.
Now I want us to observe these things very carefully. He said that he gave them talents, everyone according to their ability. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Every man to his ability. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Do you know that you have an ability in you? Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's no point coming to it, you know, to that place in your life where you say that you are useless, where you say all things are hopeless. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God has given you an ability. Hallelujah. And you must know that thing that God has given you so that you can now use it in this life to prosper. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ogni uno di noi, ciascuno di noi, ha ricevuto, diciamo, la capacità di fare qualcosa. Hallelujah.
Amen.
È dentro noi. Però dobbiamo riconoscere questa verità. Per trovare la prosperità, alleluia, per trovare quel gioia che cercati, quel pace, alleluia.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Devete conoscere, alleluia, ciò che sei capace di fare.
Amen.
È molto importante questa cosa, alleluia. You remember the story of David? David knew his talents. David knew that he was good with stones. Praise God. He was given the whole armor of Saul, the king, to fight against Goliath. Praise God. But you can see David was not able to use that armor. He said, no, I'm not used to this kind of stuff. And you know, normally the king's armor is very, very heavy. It's meant to protect you. When something, you know, is dark or is an arrow goes towards you, it's meant to protect you. But David said, no, he knew his talents. Praise God. That is why he opted for stones to kill Goliath. He said, look, I know my talent. And for this reason, he took those stones to face Goliath. And we know from the story, just one shot, he knocked out Goliath. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Why? Because he knew his capability. Praise God.
Amen.
You know, that's an example, the David and the Bible. Un giovane che doveva affrontare questo uomo gigante chiamato Goliath, molto forte. Alleluia.
Amen.
Lui è stato offerto l'armatura di Saulo. Alleluia. Che in realtà poteva aiutare, proteggere Davide quando andava in battaglia contro Goliath. Però Davide sapeva che non era abituato a usare quel tipo di cosa. Davide era un uomo che conosceva il suo talento. Alleluia. Conosceva la sua capacità. Conosceva chi era più bravo con i sassi. Per cui lui ha preso 5 sassi e, come sappiamo, ha vinto contro Goliath perché conosceva la sua capacità. Alleluia.
Amen.
At times God has given you a talent, and I tell you, this talent, you have to concentrate on it to expand yourself.
Amen.
In this life. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I remember the story of Moses. Moses was saying, what is he going to do? How is he going to set the children of Israel free? What is he going to do out there? And God asked him, what is in your hand? See, he already had what he needed in his hand. That rod that he had in his hand would go a long way to doing great, great works. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And I tell you today, you have something in you. You don't have to be like another person.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You don't have to follow the path of another person. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Just recognize your talent.
Amen.
Recognize your ability.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Io ho fatto un esempio di Mosè. Mosè aveva ricevuto comando per andare in Egitto per liberare gli israeliti. A Mosè ha chiesto a Dio, ma come posso, cosa devo fare? Non ho nulla, come posso andare lì a liberare questa persona? Dio ha chiesto a Mosè, cosa c'è nel tuo mano? E lui aveva un bastone. Allora quel bastone è ciò che Mosè ha usato per liberare il popolo israeliano. Alleluia. Dobbiamo riconoscere la nostra capacità, riconoscere il nostro talento. È molto, molto importante. Alleluia.
Amen.
Amen. So, you see what happened? God gave them, the master in the parable, gives them talents. And the Bible says, the man that received 5 talents multiplied the talents. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The one that received 3 talents multiplied the talents. But the one that received one talent is the talent underneath the earth. Hallelujah. Praise God. La Bibbia ha parlato di questo tre servi. Il primo che ha ricevuto cinque talenti dal padrone ne ha guadagnato un altro cinque prima del ritorno del suo padrone. Quella che ha ricevuto tre talenti ne ha guadagnato ancora tre talenti. Invece quella che ha ricevuto solo un talento ha nascosto quel talento sotto la terra. Alleluia. Queste sono cose che hanno molto valore. Alleluia. Jesus was giving us a very important talent here. Praise God. You can see that when the man came back, hallelujah.
Amen.
When the man came back, what he discovered, what he did, he was happy with the man, with the people that multiplied their talents. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
But the one that did not multiply the talents was not happy with him. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says that those that multiplied their talents, the master was pleased with them and told them, since you have been faithful in this little thing, I will make you ruler over all. Hallelujah. And he says, enter into the joy of your Lord. Hallelujah. Enter into the joy of your master. Praise God. You can see that it is God's will to prosper you. It is God's will to see you expand. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is God's will to see you blessed in all things.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Diciamo, il piacere del padre di vederti prosperire in ogni cosa. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Quel padrone, quando egli è tornato, la Bibbia dice che lui ha visto che i primi due servi hanno moltiplicato i talenti. Hallelujah. Quella che aveva cinque ha riportato un altro cinque, quella che aveva tre ha riportato un altro tre. Hallelujah.
Amen.
E li benedisce, e queste sono le parole del padrone. Dice che, aspetta, va bene, servo buono. Alleluia.
Amen.
È fedele, sei stato fedele in poche cose, ti costruirò sopra molte cose, entra nella gioia del tuo Signore. Hai visto chi è il piacere di Dio di benedirci? Alleluia. God wants every man to prosper. Alleluia. It is written that God is glorified when you bear fruit. Praise God. God is not glorified when he sees you in poverty. God is not glorified when he sees you in sickness. God is not glorified when he sees you in confusion. Hallelujah. It is his will that you want, you prosper. Praise God.
Amen.
Now the servant who did not multiply his talents, you know what he says? You know what he says? He says, wicked servant. Wicked
servant.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Today that talent is the focus of the gospel. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And that talent, I always tell you, brethren, and we always repeat these things to, you know, kind of strengthen our faith. That talent is the thing that the Bible calls the pearl of great price. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is the creature of God that is sealed up within you. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. What God expects is that people recognize this seed or this creature within themselves, or you can call it self-discovery, know yourself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And with this, go on to prosper. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God expects you to use what he has deposited in you to prosper. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. That is what the gospel is all about. Quel talento qui parliamo qua e niente altro che il Cristo in te. Alleluia. Cristo, come sappiamo, è l'immagine di Dio. Alleluia. Cristo, come sappiamo, è la speranza di gloria. Cristo, come sappiamo, è tutto ciò che serve per entrare nella benedizione di Dio. Alleluia. Praise God. He said that God is trying to tell us He has deposited Himself in you.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Dio ha depositato se stesso in te.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Però dobbiamo riconoscere questo. Per prosperare. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We have to know this to prosper. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. That is the only way to prosper. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He says that He has. We have promises for this world that it is. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
We have promises for this present world and for the worlds to come. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Our promises in God, our prosperity in God is in this present world and also in the world to
come.
That means as you are stepping out of this world, you are entering into another realm.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Of prosperity.
Mm-hmm.
It's world without end. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Prosperity without end. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
We should understand these things. Amen. He says that I am fearfully and wonderfully.
Amen.
Can we repeat that?
I am fearfully and wonderfully made.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Sono stato fatto in modo stupendo. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
With this recognition, we can expand. That is the talent in you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
It says, marvelous are thy works. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Marvelous. What are the works of God? He's talking of that Christ that is in you.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Marvelous. Hallelujah. Are your works. Meraviglioso sono le tue opere. Hallelujah. Quel opere del Signore è te, di Cristo in te. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ciò che dobbiamo fare è di espandere nel Cristo conoscenza.
Amen.
Questo è ciò che porta alla prosperità.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And how could we turn to the book of 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 6. 2 Timothy 1 verse 6. Are we there?
One verse six.
Yes. Are we there?
Yes.
Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou steer up the gift of God which is in where?
In thee.
By
the
putting of my hands. Now what he's trying to say is that they have passed under his hand. That is under his ministry. And his ministry is actually to reveal that gift of God that is in them. Praise God. He says what? Steer. Trade with it. That's what they do with the talent. Say, trade with it. Hallelujah. He says that siamo chiamati per ravvivare il dono di Dio chi è in te. Ravvivare il dono di Dio vuol dire chi espandere la tua conoscenza del Cristo in te. Hallelujah. Espandere, hallelujah, questo conoscenza del figlio di Dio chi è dentro di te. Espandere, hallelujah, crescere in questa conoscenza, perché questo è ciò che porta la salvezza e la nostra benedizione in ogni cosa. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. This is what God wants for us, brethren. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Let us meditate on these things day and night.
Amen.
Amen. Let us not be like the slothful servant. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. The successful servant simply hid the talent. Amen.
Amen.
He hid the talent. He didn't expand the talent. He didn't multiply the talent. And what was the word? He says, wicked servant. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. What does it mean to hide the talent in you? What does it mean to hide the talent in you? What does it mean? Simply saying that you've not allowed that thing in you to come forth. You have hidden it under your human skin. This is your head. You know that? This is your head. Praise God. You remember the battle of Gideon? To win that battle, what did they need to do? To break the pot. This is your pot. It's your earthen vessel, clay vessels. Praise God. And when they break the pot, 300 men, light comes out. And what does light do? It destroys all the Hittites and the Canaanites and the whatever. Hallelujah. Those are the armies from the east. It destroys them and they disappear forever. Just by breaking the vessel. Just by allowing that thing that is within them to what?
To comfort.
That's what it means. It says, stir up the gift within you. Hallelujah. That is the talent within you. Let the talent put it in the marketplace. It means expand it. Expand. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And as you expand in these things, you enter into the joy of your Lord.
Amen. Oh, yeah. Amen.
Praise God. But the wicked servant refuses to allow that thing within himself to take a hold of him. And he remains in outer darkness. Look at what he says. He says, cast this unprofitable servant into what? These things are things that happen spontaneously in your life. Never expect one day something with one man, you'll meet somebody in the sky who will get a book and look at the book and say, you wicked man. You know? Then he tells one angel to lead him to a hole. Amen. And around the hole, you know, you see devils with forks choking them and angels be outside laughing. And God will be saying, I told you, I want you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. That is not what it means. Praise God. Outer darkness is ignorance. Amen.
Amen.
Men suffer today because of what?
Ignorance.
He says, my people perish for lack of
knowledge.
He says, the people living in darkness have seen a great light. You see, we're always looking out for signs. We always look out for something to happen outward. But just light, understanding. Praise God. What the light shines, it unveils this talent within you. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And that is what gives you the victory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. You can see that the talent can start up like a small seed. That is insignificant, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It comes first of all by the hearing of the ear. You know, Jesus Christ gave the parable of the shenape. You know, which is a very small seed. Isn't it a mustard
seed?
Hallelujah. And what happens is that when the mustard seed begins to grow, it becomes bigger and stronger than all the trees, but it starts off from what? Something like nothing.
Mm-hmm.
At times, certain things you hear look like just impossible.
Exactly.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
But God is telling you today, within you, you have the God-given ability to transform all things. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
That is what the Bible will repeat repeat and repeat again and remind you again, hallelujah. Because the very image, essence of God is deposited in you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is what this word says. You are, I am fearfully. When he said I am fearfully and wonderfully made, it means, you know what it means? It's, to fear is a kind of, to be in awe. You know, you can see something so perfect, so beautiful that you'll be scared of it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is so perfect. You hear what the Bible talks of beauty of holiness, something so perfect that you stand in awe. Hallelujah. That is how you are. I am wonderfully made. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So don't let things around us to weigh us down. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Amen.
Don't let anything weigh you down. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Tu sei fatto in modo stupendo. Hallelujah. In realtà, dentro questo vaso di argento è quel gloria di Dio. Dentro questo vaso di argento è quel speranza della gloria. Hallelujah. Gideone nella Bibbia, la Bibbia nel libro di Giudea, questo è il Vecchio Testamento, ha parlato di una battaglia molto grande, battaglia tra 300 uomini con fede contro un numero, diciamo, più della Serbia. Serbia, tu sai, Serbia nel mare. Serbia nel mare. Alleluia. E ciò che accade per vincere, tutto ciò che hanno fatto era di rompere quel vaso di argilla. Alleluia.
Amen.
E da dentro questo vaso di argilla, la Bibbia dice che andava fuori luce. Luce. Quei 300 uomini hanno sconfitto un numero che nessuno poteva contare. Alleluia. Perché hanno rotto quel vaso di argilla. Alleluia. Perché dentro te c'è qualcosa, questo vaso di argilla. Alleluia. Dentro di te c'è qualcosa. Alleluia. Chi deve conoscere per avere la vittoria in ogni cosa. Alleluia. Se vuoi sconfiggere il diavolo, tutti, come si chiama, la magia nera e tutte queste cose che vediamo in Africa, dobbiamo conoscere ciò che è dentro noi, e questo è quel talento. Alleluia. Se noi non lasciamo che quel talento ci guida, diventiamo come quel uomo che Gesù ha paragonato a un uomo malvagio. Alleluia, malvagio. Questo uomo è stato gettato fuori in una delle tenebre fuori. Perché si parla di uno che non ha conoscenza, uno che cammina nell'ignoranza. Alleluia. Il mio popolo perisca per mancanza di conoscenza, di intendimento. E egli è qua per darci intendimento.
Amen.
E quale sia questo intendimento di riconoscere se stesso come sei conosciuto dal Padre.
Amen.
Alleluia.
Amen.
Alleluia.
Amen.
This is your victory, brethren. Walk in it. Praise God.
Alleluia.
If you are looking for jobs in this country, amen.
Amen.
If you are looking for a good relationship, hallelujah. First of all, lay hold. Cheer up that gift that's within you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Some of you already have a partner and probably you're not satisfied because you have not allowed Christ in you to grow. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Some of us who are very filthy characters, you can overcome it by that thing that is in you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I meet some sisters who come to meet me for prayer for husbands. And when they are with me in prayer, you know what they call me? This man. You know? They call me this man. And these are people that are much younger than me. And I look at this for a time and I wonder, so you, is this the kind of woman that wants to enter a man's house? You're calling me this man. Someone that's over 30 years of senior. You say this man. And I think maybe it's a mistake. I watch them again. They repeat it again and again. This man. It's all this very, this attitude, this character, amen. Things go wrong for us in our life. We don't understand. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Let God cause you to arise out of the marketplace.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. If society has shaped you in a way that you don't like, let God
reshape
you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. And all this power and faith to do this comes by recognizing the Christ in you. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's a fact. Amen. If you see relationships that go well, do you think it's because they are perfect? No. Patience, endurance,
yes.
Recognition of the Christ in your partner, tolerance, meekness. That is how the relationship will go on and on. It's not making, there's no fairy tale. Flesh is flesh. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
It's your ability to lay hold on your talent within you that can make your marriage beautiful again.
Amen.
Hallelujah. For those men who are getting too tired of their wives, which is very common, you can, you know, go back with the, to that thing within you. Amen.
Amen.
That Christ within you, and he will teach you how to love again and appreciate. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So there are many things when we walk by the power of the Spirit, there are certain things that you know will shape, is shaping in your life. Amen.
Amen.
You begin to enter into the joy of your life. Now you have a husband that he was everything to you years ago. And suddenly you don't want him anymore. You are looking outside for another thing. What has changed? Amen. Praise God. Are you sure that if you don't get another one, he won't change later again? Amen. So let us be content. Recognize this talent within you. Expand in the knowledge of Christ within you. Grow higher in it. Hallelujah. You will get faithful. Amen. Your jobs. You see, you know when, you know those first times we come, you know, Sister Gladys knew me. Those early years when we used to ride motorcycle, I had a very small bike, they call it Chow Chow. And I was a very big man, you know. So when I used to go and distribute letters, I didn't know why they were laughing when they used to see me. You know, someone that told me later in confidence that, you know, say the way I used to appear big like that in the office, you need to laugh. And you know, when life was so hard, I remember that period, you know, that little money, when it's cold, that little money I used to earn, because they used to pay us by you know, I didn't know Milan, so I had to open a map all the time to read. So I was very slow, and at the end of the day, the money I'm earning, I had to go to a bar to take a grandpa or something to warm my hand. It was tough. I remember one time I missed my way and I was going to the auto strider. All the cars were honing. What are you doing here? Bah, 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 bah. That's not so foul. Hallelujah.
With that
chow chow. Yes. She knows if you want to feel like that. It's not, I call it a sin. Praise God. And you know, all those things when I was there like that, you know, at times I was reflecting that, did I make a mistake to come here? Shouldn't I go back? You know? And you know, all those things, but somehow, you know, when God, there's something within you. When it begins to move, hallelujah, amen. Those black glass buildings that I used to pass, I thought that no black man can ever, I enter all of them. Sit down where we're safe. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Is everybody's portion.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
If you grow in the knowledge of the Christ in you, you will know that the earth and the fullness thereof is mine. Somebody say, but it's the Lord's. We are the Lord's.
Amen.
We walk in the name of the Lord. Christ in me is the Lord. So the earth and the fullness thereof
is mine.
I am not running to Germany. Amen. Some people, when they get their passport, the first thing they do, they are going to Britain. When you go to Britain to look for them, they all hide, they're hiding from you. Why are you hiding? Let me see. When people will be down, they're all running away. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. It's the thing that is in you that can affect you in any way you go. Hallelujah. And prosper you and make you happy. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Just grow in it. He says, look at it. He says, enter into the joy of the Lord. Because he changed with the talent. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Lui poi dacci la prosperità in questo terra. Anche se noi siamo stranieri, non importa. Hallelujah. La Bibbia dice che la terra e tutti ciò che è in essa è del Signore. Hallelujah. E noi siamo del Signore. Infatti, come si è scritto, Cristo in noi è il Signore stesso. Allora se camminiamo nel nome del Signore, tutti ciò che è sulla terra e nei cieli appartengono a noi anche.
Yes,
alleluia.
Amen.
La gloria di Dio è anche nostra.
Amen.
Questo è l'Evangelo. Alleluia.
Amen.
Tutto ciò che è del Padre sono anche nostri. Alleluia.
Amen.
Però come possiamo riconoscere questo? Come possiamo entrare in questa realtà? Dobbiamo lasciare che quel talento in noi si espande. Alleluia. Dobbiamo moltiplicare. Significa dobbiamo crescere nel quel conoscenza in noi. Camminare nel quel conoscenza. Alleluia. Puoi iniziare come un piccolo scenapi. Alleluia. Piccolo scenapi. Però quando seminiamo questo scenapi e stiamo dietro con pazienza annaffiando questo scenapi, si cresce e diventerà un albero più grande di tutti gli altri alberi. Alleluia.
Amen.
E così questo evangelo, iniziamo ascoltando la parola e da lì cominciamo a crescere in questa realtà. Alleluia. Siamo figli di Dio e tutti ciò che è del Padre nostro. Alleluia. Possiamo proseguire. Ho dato un esempio di come ho iniziato in Milano. È stato difficile quei primi anni. Alleluia. Praise God. Quei primi anni, quando sono venuto, io pensavo che ho sbagliato venire in Italia. Alleluia. Però con la pazienza, preghiere, adesso possiamo dire così. Alleluia. Alleluia. Le porte sono aperte. Alleluia.
Amen.
E sono entrati in posti dove anche gli italiani non possono entrare. Fino ad oggi. Alleluia.
Amen.
Perché la terra è del mio Padre. Alleluia. Tutto ciò che è qua è mio. Quel euro nella banca è mia. Alleluia. All the money is what?
Mine.
I don't have to lose after it. I don't have to pursue the money. The money has to chase me. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Imagine the euro chasing you. Hallelujah. Somebody said, amen, brother.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Brother, bless you. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. But what is greater than the joy of the Lord?
Nothing.
It says, enter into the joy of thy
Lord.
Ma quale sia più grande della gioia del Signore? Entrare nella gioia del
Signore.
A moment in His presence is greater than life. Un momento nella sua presenza, è più meraviglioso della vita stessa. Alleluia. Un momento nella sua presenza può cancellare ogni esperienza di amarezza che ha avuto nel passato. Alleluia.
Alleluia.
Questa è la parola di Dio. La gioia del Signore. La gioia del Signore è più importante dei soldi. Alleluia. The joy of the Lord is my strength. When the joy of the Lord comes upon you, I've experienced it. You can run to Milan in a twinkle of an eye. I've experienced the quickening of the Spirit. You can pass the walls. I've experienced it. Hallelujah. Amen. You can do things that natural man cannot do. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When the joy of the Lord takes over you, hallelujah, amen, your memory will just be suddenly restored. Things that you know, you begin to, things will suddenly be restored to you in the twinkle of an eye. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are not slaves to corruption. We are sons of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. That is the talent in you. God wants you to expand it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Expand it. That is your salvation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He wants you to be fruitful. Look at what God says. He said, good servant, enter into your joy. He was happy. For the servant, God wants to bless you. You know, at times some of us think that God is poverty God. You know, that wicked man can be a religious man. You know that? Who is there all covered up, wrapped up, you know? You know? And they're angry when they see you, praise God. The angry one to see you riding the Mercedes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you know religion can be wicked?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Do you know the story of the prodigal son? When he went back to the house, there was a brother that was there. He was there just, and he was angry when they were giving him, blessing the brother. How about the father said, but look, you are here, all these things are yours. Probably he didn't know. He was being religious. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So expand this talent in you. Stand up. Stir up the gift in you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Stand up as you enter 2016. Stir up the gift in you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Morning, day and night. Increase in the knowledge of Christ. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Your increase is what causes you to experience God's kingdom, which is a kingdom of joy.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So I look at it. He says God's kingdom is the kingdom of what? Joy. In his presence is the fullness. You know what he said in his presence? People think that, you know, it's a kind of a place you go to, but it's actually said in him. You know, the two can be so become one consciously, amen,
yeah,
that you know that I am him. Praise God.
Amen.
At times you will experience it in your lifetime. Hallelujah. That is not just talk. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. La gioia del Signore. The Signore è la mia fortezza.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Enter the joy of your Lord. Prosper.
Amen.
Break and increase. Increase in the knowledge of Christ.
Amen.
Expand in your spirituality.
Amen.
Go higher in the things of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let go of the old. Let the Spirit take over.
Hallelujah.
The man of the Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He is the one that enters into the joy of the Lord. For flesh and blood cannot inherit God's kingdom, except those who are born again of the Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
But I tell you a secret. and we shall not all die. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
There is a man of the earth and a man from heaven. Even as you are born the image of the inglorious man of the earth, you shall bear the image of the man from heaven.
Amen.
Who is the Lord himself.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because only in the Lord, by the name of the Lord, can you enter into the joy of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let your talent explode, increase.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
As we enter into the supernatural, into the realm, world without end. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Prosperity in this life that now is,
amen,
and in the ages to come.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
The hand will hear the gospel.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The hand will hear the what?
The gospel.
The gospel. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for pillars in the ministry. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Father, for pillars in the ministry. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for pillars in the ministry.
Hallelujah.
For the task is great. Hallelujah. Things will begin to happen.
Amen.
And you will marvel.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Fishers of men.
Amen.
The pillars in the house of God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your name, O King of glory. Hallelujah. That is our crown. The man from heaven. Expand. Expand in this knowledge.
Amen.
Hallelujah.